All right, 8:16. Backwards looking, I know that you'd probably like to discuss the response, really, that the city has received from the loss of the firefighters and the injured firefighters.
Well, Scott, it was a tragic week, and there's so many people to thank that have helped the families of our fallen firefighters, have helped the families of our two firefighters that are in Galveston recuperating. But, we start out from Friday and Saturday a week ago with the College Station Fire Department, the Brazos County Volunteer Fire Department. They were on site, on scene at the Knights of Columbus Hall, assisting Bryan Fire Department with that fire. All the folks at St. Joseph Emergency Room, St. Joseph Medical Center, and all that they did. There were many counselors on site. It was a lot of folks there to help the families of our firefighters. It was a very tragic night. We've got throughout the week, we've got Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti down in Galveston, and Galveston Fire Department has adopted our two brothers down there, and they're taking care of them, and the Houston Fire Department, all the neighbors and the folks in and around Galveston have been in, and Lighthouse Ministries and Charities that's bringing food three times a day to the families down there. For our brothers and sisters in the Bryan Fire Department to attend the three memorial services that we had this past week. We had the Houston Fire Department that was in on Wednesday to man our stations, and Austin Fire Department on Thursday, New Brunswick's and San Marcos Fire Departments on Fridays to help. And, actually got to capture a picture of a majority of our firefighters, current and some retired, at one of the luncheons following the Wednesday Memorial Service. But, many had said that, it's not often that they can get together. We have firefighter banquets, but we've got half of our men and women that are on duty, throughout those days. And so it was a big help to have those entities in and helping and assisting. And it was kind of surreal when we were coming back from Marlin, Texas. This is Thursday from Lieutenant Eric Wallace's graveside services and past some of our friends from Austin that were out there manning a wreck, in placement of our Bryan firefighters. But, Chief McGregor and his staff done a wonderful job in working with the families, our city staff from, Keene Register, Marilyn Strada, our assistant city managers, Joey Dunn and Hugh Walker, and all the folks in risk and HR that have been assisting. But we've got a long road to go, but I want to thank Central Baptist and First Baptist for hosting these memorial services and the two funeral homes, Memorial and Hilliard's, and their help and with the families. The local businesses are neighbors throughout Bryan, College Station, Agland here that have been here that are still helping and raising money today, at Shipwreck Grill tonight, and selling the T-shirts to help the families. But I would tell you, if you're in and around Galveston, please stop by and at the Burn Center and visit Mitch Moran and Ricky Manti. They've got a great sense of humor. They're making great progress. There were quite a few firefighters that have been down on a daily basis, but it's a fraternity. It's a brotherhood. It's a family. We had people from Canada. I met six or seven firefighters from Canada and folks from Miami, Florida, and folks from South Texas and all points in between that have come down for the services and to be here for our local firefighters. So, ran into somebody in Austin this weekend that was talking about it that was down here from Teeks. So, again, we've got a lot of healing, and I definitely thank everyone for their prayers and support for our firefighter sure. families and what has tragically happened. I think it was mentioned last night in one of the council meetings. It was just a month ago we had our firefighter banquet, and we were honoring the family of Lieutenant Lopez. Mm-hmm. Back then it was our first and only a fallen firefighter 35 years ago at the Tropicana Apartments. And right. So sometimes we get complacent and don't realize what our men and women do at the fire department and our police department and serving the citizens of Bryan. And again, everyone from Chief Alley, we definitely want to congratulate him on being named, top fire chief here in Texas. Mm-hmm. But, Lieutenant Riznick that was with us from College Station sure. Friday night, Saturday morning, and throughout the week, we've got a lot of good people here. it makes me proud to be mayor. It makes me proud to be a citizen of Bryan-College Station in this area here and of Texas and these United States, to have friends from far and wide that are here for us and here for our families and taking care of our families. And again, our city staff and all that they've done this week to in preparing of all the memorial services and the arrangements.
Let's move on to city council then. Last night, property rights is always going to be a hot issue. And last night, you didn't get the 6 votes that were necessary for the standards for that community. Give us a little bit of reaction of where does council go now from here?
Well, the full council would like to see it resident initiated. We have these RNCs that are set up where if 66% of the residents in that particular zone or area or neighborhood decide they want to become an RNC, they do a petition, they have it notarized, they bring it to the council, we review it, and then we pass it. The same process is set up with this historic district. I think it's 60% of the of that particular zone, whether it's those boundaries that were drawn up by the city staff several months ago, whether it's new boundaries, smaller, larger, if you can get 60% of those property owners to agree, then it comes back to council, and I think council would support it at that time. But we would like, no one on the council felt comfortable in voting this deal up or down last night. But because it came to the council, we had to make a decision one way or the other. I'll be honest with you, I felt from the get-go that it would fail. When you have to have a supermajority, which is 6 of the 7 members have to vote in favor of it, it's hard sometimes to get 6 or 7 people to vote in favor of something, particularly when you talk about private property rights and potentially city telling you what to do. And we did some amendments last night where we were waiving the fees. I don't like that it would take 45 days to let the property owner give them permission to repaint their house or to change the color of their house. I made the amendment last night to change that to less than 10 days or less, and that's still a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some changes made in case it did pass, but I know the council would like to see the residents that are in support of it go out, and if you can get 60% of the neighbors to support it, then it's something I think the council will look at in the future. At this point, we've voted. We're moving on.
Mayor Jason Baiski joining us today. Any other neighborhoods in the tube and in the process right now that just haven't come to council yet?
No, not that I'm aware of. Now, we have RNCs that are coming to council. We had one last night that we voted on, out in Tiffany Park, that the neighbors got together and wanted that in designation in the area. But last time we had was downtown Bryan and then the East Side Historic District. And it's bode well for the East Side. The property values have gone up. I know there's been a lot of talk about, our taxes are going to go up if this is implemented. If your property values go up, then yes, you will be paying more in taxes because your values go up, but it's right. Not an additional tax. And there were a lot of myths and rumors on it, and I think that's part of where the city could work better on communicating with the citizens about the pros and cons of these type of historical districts. But our council would like to see it resident driven, and if it's an initiative that the residents want to do and support in a majority, then I think it's something we will look at in the near future. Otherwise, we're going to move on to other business.
Sure. Jason Baiski joining us this morning. I know these are state highways, but a listener in contact with us about the road condition at 1179 east to 158. Again, those are state highways, but can the city of Bryan do anything to move forward to getting the roads in better shape there?
Well, definitely widening on 1179, that would definitely help with some of what we've got going on out there. But we meet, Catherine Hale is our district engineer, and I see her probably once or twice a month at various meetings. We have Metropolitan Planning Organization. Mayor Pro Tem Ann Horton represents the city of Bryan on that organization. The MPO can talk about some of these issues, and Catherine Hale does sit on that MPO board, and so these can be brought up and at least stress to them the importance of addressing some of these problems out there. But it's not something that we go out and take care of, but it may be something we can partner on or try to stress the importance and priority of moving that project forward.
Sure. Former Police Chief Ty Morrow is in the news. Our news story this morning about comments that he has made. He's a mayoral candidate in Freeport now. I'd like to get the city's react on what he said about Bryan and College Station being racist.
Well, I'm not much into YouTube, Scott, and have heard about the the comments on there. Disappointed, but there's nothing we could comment on officially in regards to Ty Morrow on this incident. I hear he's running for mayor up there in Freeport. Should have called me first. I could tell him about the pros and the cons of that position. But wish him well in his endeavors. And again, those are some things that are in our past, and I'm very, very proud and supportive of our current police chief, Eric Buskey. He's done a wonderful job for the citizens of Bryan.
You know, I don't know. I didn't see the separation agreement, but I have to believe somewhere in there has to be something about any disclosures having to do with the settlement. Do you believe that he has violated anything within that separation agreement?
Well, that's something that our city attorneys will have to look at. There was an agreement, and so if a city attorney thinks there was something violated, I think the city will look into that.
Okay. That's what I've got. Anything on your radar screen today?
Again, just keep our firefighters in your thoughts and prayers. I don't think we have to ask our citizenry. They do a wonderful job of taking care of their neighbors and of their own. And again, just remember Mitch and Ricky down in Galveston, they're recovering, and keep their families in their prayers, and always keep the families of Lieutenant Eric Wallace and Lieutenant Gregory Pickard in your prayers. And they are heroes in our communities, and we appreciate their sacrifice and service to the citizens of Bryan. And there'll be many opportunities to support their families throughout the next few weeks, and we encourage everyone to do what they can. And those wonderful T-shirts all over town, it's great to see the community supporting our firefighters. Sure. And thank them for their service. When you run across a Brazos County volunteer or Bryan or College Station firefighter or police officer, a public servant, DPS, Sheriff's Department, constables, thank them for their service.
Sure.